Bill Cosby walked out of prison yesterday after almost 3 years inside. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court vacated his conviction on charges of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman, Andrea Constand, at his home years earlier. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has been following this story. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Noelle.
What are we hearing from the other women who say Cosby assaulted them?
They are stunned and disappointed. To a lot of them, it's hard to understand how, after all of these women have come forward, after a jury found Cosby guilty, that he could still be released on a legal technicality. They're also concerned about what the news will do to victims of sexual assault. I spoke with Angela Rose, who is the head of a nonprofit called PAVE, which stands for Promoting Awareness, Victim Empowerment. Here's what she said.
I fear that this is going to really hinder other survivors from coming forward. And so, you know, this case, the Bill Cosby case, was truly one of the first cases in the hashtag MeToo movement. And it really paved the way for other survivors of high profile, influential perpetrators to speak out. So I don't want that to be lost.
Rose was in the courtroom supporting the alleged victims who testified in the Andrea Constand trial. She says the news of Cosby's release is like a knife in the heart for them.
At the same time, there were some people who publicly expressed support for him. Interestingly, his co-star on The Cosby Show, Felicia Rashad, who for many years said very little about all of this.
Yes, Felicia Rashad, who played Cosby's wife on TV for many years, was at first very enthusiastic. She tweeted, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." She later backpedaled and sent another tweet saying she supported survivors of sexual assault coming forward and that her earlier post was, quote, "in no way intended to be insensitive to their truth."
And I imagine that was because, I mean, I saw this happen yesterday. People online were outraged.
Very much so. Rashad was recently appointed dean of Howard University's Chadwick Boseman College of Fine Arts, and a number of Howard alumni feel the comment was really inappropriate. Soraya McDonald is a Howard graduate and culture critic for ESPN's The Undefeated. She says Rashad's comments could have a chilling effect on students.
You know, I try to imagine if you are a person who has been sexually harassed or is being sexually assaulted, you know, by a fellow student who's also in the College of Fine Arts. And you think, well, should I go to Dean Rashad about this? I can't imagine thinking that, you know, that is someone who is going to support you.
I wonder, you know, as we heard earlier, this was one of the first high profile cases of the Me Too movement. Is this a setback for that movement? Can we say?
Some activists are saying, yes, this is a setback, and we can see it's lost some steam with the general public, but the champions of the movement are still at it. Attorney Gloria Allred, who has represented some of Cosby's accusers, held a press conference yesterday. She made it very clear that she is moving forward with a civil case against Bill Cosby in Los Angeles County. She's representing a woman who claims Cosby sexually assaulted her when she was 15 years old. Cosby has denied causing any harm to her.
NPR's Elizabeth Blair. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.